says it all.
Hey, this is Carl Lenore. Okay. Today's show is from 2007. After doing the show yesterday with Dr. Russell Ryder, many people started asking questions and emailing me questions about the very first interview we did back in the beginning of 2007. So I decided to re-air the interview today since it's not in the archive any longer. So those of you who never heard it before can benefit from some of the early information that was discovered about melatonin. Dr. Ryder was insightful at that point in time as well, and the information is still quite relevant. So enjoy it, and we will get started with it in just a couple seconds.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm Carl Lenore. I get excited about a lot of shows, but I'm really excited about today's show, and I'm excited about today's guest as well. This is a subject that I've spent a lot of time learning about. We're going to be talking today about melatonin. A lot of you think of it just as a over-the-counter sleep supplement, but it's quite possibly the most important hormone produced by the human body. I think that after you listen to this show today, you'll realize that it may be also one of the most valuable weapons in the war against disease and age-related disease and aging in general that's available to you without a prescription. In fact, you know, for pennies a day, you can begin your own age management program using this supplement. My guest today is Dr. Russell Ryder. Dr. Ryder received his degree in endocrinology from Bowman Gray School of Medicine at Wake Forest College in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in 1964. And in the subsequent years, he has been either first author or made substantial contributions to more than 700 research articles in peer-reviewed journals like Science, Nature, and Lancet. He has written 6 professional books and edited 37 others. But most importantly, he has devoted 36 years of research to the pineal gland and its primary hormone, melatonin. In fact, colleagues have labeled him the godfather of melatonin research. He is currently a professor at the University of Texas Health Science Center, and he joins us today from his home in San Antonio. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ryder.
Thank you very much, Carl. Looking forward to it.
So for those who have been living in the dark, and if you've been living in the dark, you probably have more melatonin than you know about. explain what melatonin is.
Melatonin is a molecule that is produced in your brain, but it's exclusively produced during the night. That brings up something very important. It's produced during the night during darkness. If you turn on a light during the middle of the night, your brain interprets that as day and your melatonin levels go down. So in fact, excessive light pollution also compromises our ability to produce this very important molecule, melatonin. But it is in fact produced in the brain, small gland, you mentioned pineal, released into the blood As a consequence, blood levels are 10 to 15 times higher at night than during the day. And that's where it comes from and how it's released.
Okay, now you raise an interesting point. You said that they're 10 to 15 times higher during the night than the day, and that's because it's triggered by darkness. But does the body also produce melatonin throughout the day in some pulsatile fashion, or is it just the residual unused melatonin that's still circulating later on in the day?
That's a very important point, Carl. Certainly, melatonin levels in the blood exhibit this marked rhythm. Melatonin is taken up very quickly by tissues where it's used as it's needed. So, in fact, tissue levels during the day may be higher than they are in the blood. You are also correct that there are other tissues that clearly produce melatonin for their own use. Good example, the retina. The retinal cells that are photoreceptors, they have access to melatonin produced in the retina. The skin produces melatonin exclusively for its own use, and likewise the gastrointestinal tract. In other words, that melatonin never gets into the blood in any appreciable amount, so it doesn't influence blood levels.
Which leads me to my next question. is darkness, which is apparent to the eyes, adequate to trigger melatonin production, or does the body have to be surrounded in darkness? In other words, does the skin sense light and stop producing melatonin?
It is light perceived by the eyes that inhibits melatonin. But interestingly, it's not the classic photoreceptors. It's not the photoreceptors we use for vision.
The rods and cones, in other words.
In other words, the rods and cones. There's a specialized cell called a ganglion cell, which has its own photopigment that responds to light and darkness and signals the pineal gland to produce melatonin. In reference to the skin, you asked an interesting question. Does the skin respond to light and darkness? Does the entire body have to be surrounded by darkness to produce melatonin? In the case of the skin, no. In other words, that melatonin in those organs is produced regardless of light and darkness. When we talk about light-dark regulation of melatonin, we're talking about the pineal gland and blood levels, because all melatonin in the blood, essentially all melatonin in the blood, comes from the pineal gland.
So what happens when people are shift workers and they're working at night and they're up in the daytime? Do they produce a far less melatonin as a result?
They are very compromised in terms of their melatonin production. And that is a significant question by virtue of the fact that it is well known now, based on epidemiological studies, that individuals who work a night shift have certain diseases that are more common than those individuals who work a regular day-night schedule. Particularly more common is breast cancer in women, colorectal cancer in both men and women. And we know melatonin has some capability of inhibiting tumor growth. So it is believed that the lack of melatonin in these people is responsible for their higher incidence of cancer.
We have about a minute and a half before the first break, Dr. Ryder, but I wanted to ask you about something else that may inhibit melatonin. What about electromagnetic fields produced by traditional AC wire that runs through a house or high-tension power wires that run over a home?
That's been of great interest to the U.S. government by virtue of the fact that, obviously, electricity is widespread in countries like the United States. A large amount of money was spent during the decade of the 1990s investigating the effects of what I referred to non-visual electromagnetic fields as opposed to light in terms of melatonin suppression. The evidence is not compelling, albeit there may be some individuals in which melatonin is affected because of their unique sensitivity to electromagnetic fields. This is still a raging question amongst scientists. How relevant is EMF in terms of melatonin suppression?
When we come back, Dr. Ryder, I want to start off discussing what the juvenile levels of melatonin and you know, the rise and fall of melatonin through the life cycle of the human being. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin, and you need to stay tuned for this show because this is the one that can change your life. We'll be right back.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Today.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy to maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more. The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin. So, Dr. Ryder, what is the nature of melatonin production in the lifespan of a human being?
Certainly, the amount of melatonin we produce changes dramatically with age. When you're a child, not childish, but when you're a child, you produce a lot of melatonin relative to individuals in advanced age. As we age, like so many other things, the ability to produce melatonin wanes and the rhythm is severely dampened. And it is now thought that, in fact, the loss of melatonin contributes to your inability to resist disease and, in fact, to develop disease. There is reasonably strong evidence now that if you can maintain a healthy melatonin rhythm for a longer period of time, you can defer or forestall certain types of diseases.
Is there any evidence that the pineal gland becomes unable to produce melatonin as we age, or is there a precursor hormone or a trigger that, in other words, can you re-stimulate the pineal gland in an older person to produce juvenile levels of melatonin by giving them some sort of stimulatory hormone or therapy?
Probably not. What happens as we age is the pineal gland loses its receptors. Certain receptors nerves go into the pineal gland, they release a chemical called norepinephrine and axon receptors that stimulates melatonin production. As we age individually, we lose those receptors. So even if you give extra norepinephrine, the pineal gland cannot respond. There's probably another reason melatonin levels diminish with age. Your brain deteriorates as you age.
Right.
And, of course, the part of your brain that, in fact, influences melatonin production is the biological clock, the suprachiasmatic nucleus. It also weakens with age, so its signal to the pineal gland is weaker to produce melatonin every night, and even when the signal gets there, the number of receptors on the pineal cells are less abundant, so it can't respond as well. Those are probably the two major reasons we lose our ability to produce it.
Okay, so now we understand how it works, and we understand the importance of sleep. Before we talk about supplementation, I want people to understand the impact that either the lack of melatonin or the introduction of melatonin has. What are the most important benefits to human physiology that melatonin provides?
Well, I think there are three things. First of all, we all exhibit biological rhythms. We are physiologically different during the day and the night. And these rhythms deteriorate with age, in part because we lose our melatonin. Melatonin signals these rhythms, strengthen these rhythms. So when we lose our melatonin, those rhythms become weaker. The second issue is immune function. Melatonin has very strong stimulatory effects on the immune system. And of course, when you lose that stimulus, your immune system becomes weaker and you become more vulnerable to certain diseases. Finally, melatonin is a very potent antioxidant. It neutralizes something you produce in your body called free radicals. Free radicals come, believe it or not, from oxygen.
Right.
And as a consequence, when you lose this antioxidant protection, your tissues sustain more damage. Certain organs more than others. So those are three individual things. Loss of circadian rhythmicity, weakened immune system, and less protection against free radicals.
Now let's talk about the antioxidant value. First of all, melatonin, and correct me if I'm wrong, melatonin is one of the few, if not the only, antioxidant that can actually cross the blood-brain barrier.
It crosses the blood-brain barrier very effectively. I'm glad you mentioned that, Carl. Many people take vitamin E, and it's a very good antioxidant, mind you, but its efficacy in protecting the brain is very weak by virtue of the fact that it does not, as you mentioned, cross that barrier, get into the brain very effectively. Melatonin gets in there very readily. Within 10 minutes after you consume a melatonin tablet, your brain levels are, in fact, very high. The same thing with vitamin C. Vitamin C gets into the brain, but in a very indirect manner, and as a consequence, it is generally considered to be less protective than is melatonin. And every comparative study that has been done, when you compare melatonin against vitamin E against vitamin C in terms of protecting the brain in particular, melatonin is clearly superior.
Now, without getting into the chicken and egg question here.
Right.
So if melatonin protects the brain and the brain's deterioration leads to reduced production of melatonin, then supplementation should subsequently cause the brain not to lose some of the qualities that occur during age. And I think one of the studies that you, I don't know if it was that you were directly involved with, but there was one study where they actually took the pineal glands from young rats and put them in old rats and vice versa. And the young rats died at the schedule of the old rats and the old rats lived to the schedule of the young rats. Were you involved in that study?
We were not. That was done in Italy by a scientist that has, unfortunately, he lost some credibility.
Oh,
I say unfortunate. That particular study has been heavily criticized.
Okay.
Personally, I'm not saying it is incorrect, but there has been no independent validation of that observation. And in science, that is very, very important.
Right.
Now, in lieu of pineal gland transplantation, certainly when you give melatonin to animals, humans are animals as well,
right,
and animals lose their melatonin just like humans do. If you give animals melatonin throughout their life, they fare better in the long run in terms of health, in terms of longevity, in terms of deterioration.
Now,
they do better with melatonin.
You did tell me about a study where mice that are genetically predisposed to senility,
Right.
Were given melatonin, and it held off the senility. Is that correct?
That is correct. What was done in that case is mice were given the gene, the human gene, for something called amyloid precursor protein. Amyloid precursor protein is what produces amyloid in your brain, and that's a prelude to Alzheimer's disease. So when you put that gene in the mice, they develop a type of Alzheimer's disease, which is brain deterioration. When those animals were supplemented with melatonin compared to those not given melatonin, those given melatonin developed Alzheimer's much more slowly and lived very significantly longer. The implication is, again, that melatonin was absorbed by the brain and it protected the brain against this Alzheimer-type condition.
Now, we're about to go into my second break, so I don't want to lead in with this, but when I come back, what I want to talk to you about is exactly that protection that the brain receives, and I want to talk about oxidative stress of the brain for whatever reason, and how melatonin actually wards that off. Obviously, it's a powerful antioxidant, and its value as an antioxidant is probably very, very underestimated because people look at it strictly as a sleep aid. But I want to talk about its value as an antioxidant also with some other functions as it relates to the thyroid.
Okay.
I believe that there has been some evidence that that melatonin actually can prevent hyperplasia of the thyroid and repair some hyperthyroid issues. So when we come back, I want to address those two issues. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio 1080, WKJK.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops. drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin. Dr. Ryder, let's talk about the relationship of melatonin and its effect on the thyroid, because there's a lot of people out there that have thyroid issues nowadays, or at least people are being told that. How does it work with the thyroid?
Well, there are several things that it does in terms of thyroid. What you said is valid, namely that it can prevent overproduction of thyroid hormone. And overproduction of thyroid hormone is kind of a serious situation. It causes cardiac hypertrophy, produces a lot of free radicals. In fact, there was just a study showing that melatonin can prevent cardiac hypertrophy due to hyperthyroidism. And it also improves the glucose uptake by the heart under those conditions. Hyperthyroidism compromises the glucose uptake by the heart, which makes the heart work a lot harder than it has to be. It doesn't have the necessary energy. So melatonin can improve the hyperthyroid situation seemingly pretty effectively. What it does under conditions of hypothyroidism is another issue. That is not very well clarified. And, of course, there are a lot of drugs for that situation.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do for hypothyroidism.
Yes, and there's
between exercise and nutrition alone, you can. How about melatonin and the pancreas? I've seen some issues about melatonin correcting pancreatitis caused by high L-arginine intake in some studies. Yeah. What do they call that? Necrotizing pancreatitis?
Yes,
okay.
Necrotizing pancreatitis.
So how,
absolutely. This can be a very serious situation. Well, inflammation in any organ is not beneficial to the function of that organ, and certainly in the case of the pancreas, that's also the case. Melatonin, again, prevents that inflammatory, I should be a little bit more cautious, prevent is a strong word. It reduces the likelihood of the pancreas becoming inflamed as a consequence of arginine or some other matters, such as ischemia, reperfusion, interruption of the blood supply.
Right.
And the pancreas, well, pancreas, like many other organs, is very important for good health.
Right.
The bottom line is melatonin seems to modulate the function of a number of organs to optimize their ability to do what they're supposed to do. Now, whether that is true for every organ, we do not know, but when it's been tested, that's the general finding that has been observed. It optimizes the function of your organs, and again, you can realize how this may contribute to aging. The loss of this factor could contribute to the deterioration or the reduced efficiency of a lot of different organs.
Is there any evidence that melatonin's effect on the pancreas has any effect on or secondary effect on issues about diabetes?
Yes, indeed. I'll give you one good example. Again, it relates to the antioxidant activity of melatonin. Diabetes, type 2 diabetes, you have very high sugar levels in your blood. And as a consequence, these high sugar levels produce a lot of free radicals. It's very well known, for example, that a lot of people go blind when they have diabetes.
Right.
There's a lot of deterioration of the limbs. You get gangrene, you have to amputate extremities.
Neuropathies.
Yeah, absolutely. And that all relates to this large amount of sugar floating around in your blood that is generating free radicals. Again, in animal studies, it's very easy to produce these models of diabetes. And when you do, and if you give them melatonin, the secondary consequences of that diabetic situation, namely the neuropathies, the loss or the deterioration of function of limbs and so forth, is preserved. Because, again, melatonin goes there, scavenges the free radicals before they do the damage. I would guess that melatonin would be particularly beneficial in individuals with diabetes.
I agree with you. I actually think that there's both an intrinsic and extrinsic effect of melatonin. The first that you just mentioned, which is clearly very important, which is the free radical scavenging. The second is that there's been lots of research done on people who get less than 6 hours of sleep and their inability to manage blood glucose levels. Even in trained athletes who are sleep deprived for as few as 2 days, they exhibited the same inability to manage blood glucose as people in their 60s and 70s. And so from the extrinsic side, by getting better sleep or better sleep cycles or longer sleep periods, I would imagine that also has an effect. So I would imagine the diabetic, type 2 diabetic person would benefit greatly from melatonin supplementation.
Carl, I'm very happy you mentioned that. I think the first thing people should do is do what they can to preserve their own melatonin rhythm, and that's avoiding light at night. Once you go to bed at night, never turn on a light by virtue of the fact that that light will inhibit your melatonin. Also, the longer you sleep, and that's the only time humans are in darkness when they sleep, the longer you sleep, the more melatonin you produce by virtue of the fact that melatonin, the amount you produce is proportional to the amount of the 24-hour period you're in darkness. If you're only sleeping 4 hours a night, you have to produce all this very important chemical within 4 hours, and you don't get enough of it. We have to realize that we evolved in an environment where the sun set and the sun rose, and that was light and darkness.
Right.
Now, once the sun goes down, every one of us turns on a light. If we get up in the morning and it's dark, we turn on a light, and that truncates, that limits our ability to produce a very, very important molecule. And that's why I mentioned before, light pollution is becoming a greater and greater problem because it compromises our ability to produce this very important chemical.
For those of you who are listening to the show and you are you have a spouse or a significant other and they like to stay up late at night, you can always turn to, you know, the eye covers to block the light from your vision. You can turn to earplugs and so on. I just want to mention that because sometimes we don't have the control on our environment as we did when we were single, where we could turn the lights out, turn the TV off, and go to sleep. So that's something that I just want to throw in there.
Carl,
yes.
You're absolutely right. Interestingly, we could produce light bulbs that eliminate the wavelengths that inhibit melatonin. It's not all visible light.
Really?
It's very specific wavelengths, but to produce those light bulbs would be very expensive because it is expensive to reduce specific wavelengths.
So what wavelength is it? What wavelength are we talking about here?
It's what is referred to as blue-green wavelengths in the area of 470 to 475 nanometer, right in that wavelength. It's right at the edge of blue-green light.
Wow.
In other words, red light you can have if it's not too bright, or yellow light. In the case of a night light, it should be something other than blue-green. Also, one thing I want to mention is people who have children, sometimes children are intimidated by darkness and they want to sleep with the
lights
on.
Right.
That should never, never be allowed. That should be prohibited. Darkness is very, very important for good health.
Which leads me to my next question. In light of the fact that our teenagers today are staying up later, they're on the computer 2-3 o'clock in the morning, IMing, and I know that puberty begins after the first decade of life when the melatonin levels just start to dip. So what does that do for a child who is pre-pubertal and they're staying up late, they're not getting, their melatonin levels are starting to dip because of the effects of the light that they're exposed to? Do they, they start puberty earlier?
Well, that's a major question in medicine. Certainly, puberty is becoming earlier and earlier in the well-developed countries of the world. Is it related to nutrition? Certainly that's part of it. Is it related to excessive light exposure? That's certainly part of it. There may be other reasons as well, but I think that is a potential consequence of excessive light exposure.
What about for those of us that are strength athletes, we're into fitness and so on, you had mentioned that melatonin has a direct effect on ATP stores in the body, which obviously contribute to energy. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. Melatonin has very powerful effects at the level of the mitochondria. Mitochondria are small organs within your cells that generate, produce ATP. We now know that melatonin increases the efficiency of that ATP production. In other words, increases the efficiency of energy generation. What this means is when the cells have more energy, they can resist disease better, they can heal more rapidly, all of their functions are improved because they have the necessary ATP to do those improvements. And melatonin clearly now we know has stimulatory effects on ATP. Again, this may relate to aging. As you age, you become more lethargic.
Right.
You have less energy. Is it in part related to the loss of melatonin? The evidence is not definitive, but it's so suggestive that you begin to think that, well, maybe if we maintained a good melatonin rhythm, we'd be healthier.
Interesting. Melatonin's effect on the brain, we talked about earlier. I read one study where it helps resolve strokes faster. What about that and Parkinson's disease? There seems to be some issue that the melatonin may possess a value for those people who have certain neurological issues like Parkinson's disease.
Absolutely. Parkinson's disease is the loss of dopaminergic neurons in a part of the brain called the substantia nigra.
Right.
And those neurons are often lost via free radical-based mechanisms. Melatonin gets into the brain. I'll give you a specific example. What had happened in the 1970s, people were producing heroin, or what they thought was heroin, and in fact, they were producing a drug called MPTP. And these 25-year-olds were taking what they thought was heroin, but they were developing Parkinsonism when they were 25 years old. So scientists asked the question, what, in fact, are these individuals really taking? And it turned out to be this drug, MPTP, not heroin. That has been unfortunate but a valuable discovery because we can give that drug to animals now, and they develop Parkinson's-like disease, just like the human.
Right.
If you give melatonin, you can prevent the loss of those dopaminergic neurons that is due to that drug that we know
causes Parkinson's.
Parkinsonism in humans.
That's amazing. And in 2 minutes before the break, what about melatonin's effects on sex steroids, such as estrogen and testosterone? Minimal? Is there any effect at all?
Minimal. So far as we can tell, I suppose it's in part related to the dose, its timing of administration, and so forth. But no one has ever been compromised in terms of fertility, so far as we know, by taking melatonin. Albeit, typically melatonin is not usually taken before in the active reproductive period because you're producing plenty of melatonin at that time. That alone signifies that during the reproductive fertility years, you are producing ample melatonin.
Right.
It's only after you get to a certain age that melatonin wanes, and then you become reproductively compromised. So it appears that melatonin has relatively modest or little effect on reproductive physiology.
Gotcha. Yeah, because there has to be a linkage between maybe perhaps melatonin and some other hormone. Because I know I've seen some studies that show that men who were hypergonadal had the lowest levels of nocturnal melatonin levels versus those who had the highest level. But these, we're talking about older men. We're talking about men in their 40s and 50s,
right,
as opposed to, because obviously pubertal men in their 20s and also into their 20s have high levels of melatonin, as you pointed
Absolutely.
Out, and they have no consequences related to hypogonadism or anything like that.
Typically not.
Right, right. Well, yeah, most of us at least. But anyway, okay, so we understand that. When I come back, Dr. Ryder, I want to talk about supplementation and also foods that possess melatonin, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back with you. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Talk Radio 1080 WKJK.
Thank you for that dreamy music, Kevin O'Neill, my producer. We're talking today with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin. Okay, Dr. Ryder, here's the important stuff. Now, we understand how important melatonin is for us, and we understand that our bodies just don't produce enough of it as we age. So let's talk first about, are there certain foods that possess melatonin?
There surely are. There's probably a lot of foods that possess melatonin. Some of the best-known sources of melatonin foodstuffs are tart cherries, cherries such as in cherry pie, cherry juice concentrate. Cherries growing in the state of Michigan, upstate Michigan, they happen to be a good source of melatonin.
Really?
And, yes, they're very good. And the other one is walnuts. Walnuts right. have a significant amount of melatonin.
Right.
And there's a large amount of research on both of these products now in terms of their melatonin content and in terms of their health benefits.
Right.
Not only because they contain melatonin, they contain other healthful ingredients, too, but those two products. Then there's something called purslane. Purslane we call a weed in the United States, but it's eaten as a salad ingredient around the Mediterranean area, and it has significant amounts of melatonin also.
Okay. So we can get melatonin from our diet, from eating certain foods.
Yes.
But the best alternative to get to supplement melatonin is just go to your local grocery store or health food store or pharmacy and buy a bottle of melatonin.
Well, certainly that's the easiest way to do it. And you have various products. You have slow release, you have fast release. And when melatonin is taken, it's typically taken at bedtime by virtue of the fact that melatonin levels are normally high at night. And it has some sleep-promoting qualities. It's not what we call a soporific. It doesn't cause sleep, but it puts your body in the right frame to enter sleep. It opens the sleep gate, as we describe it. So, yes, melatonin is taken by millions of people on a regular basis.
Now, some of us, including myself, when I take melatonin, it usually works for a period of time of about 4 hours, and then I notice that I will wake up. And so I would probably be a better candidate for a time-release version. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. I think that has been mentioned to me before, namely that I take melatonin, I go to sleep very well, but I awaken in the middle of the night. What happens when you take a fast-release tablet, melatonin levels go up in the blood, and it's metabolized or taken up by cells quite readily, and begins to fall by the middle of the night. And the fall in melatonin is believed to be a signal for wakening in the morning, because
right,
that's what normally happens. So when you take a fast-release tablet, that may be a consequence.
In fact, I read one study many years ago that showed that there's some sort of reciprocal relationship between melatonin and DHEA, and DHEA levels tend to rise in the morning, or certain adrenal hormones rise in the morning to beckon you to wake up. And there may be that reciprocal effect may be occurring too early in the middle of the night when the melatonin wears off.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, adrenal hormones are highest early in the morning in diurnally active species, and that is a signal for awakening. That's a very good point.
Okay, so if someone is taking a time-release melatonin or a fast-release melatonin, whichever one works best for them, What's the recommended dose, or is there a recommended dose? Is it trial and error? You have to find your own homeostasis with it or something?
That is the $64,000 question, Carl. Usually the products that are available are 2 to 3 milligrams. That's a very, very small amount of melatonin relative to some other products that we normally take. Aspirin, for example, is around 300 to 325.
Right.
So when you take melatonin, you're taking a small amount. But that amount even causes higher blood levels than you normally experience. Is that bad? There's no evidence that that is bad. How much should you take? That has not been totally defined, albeit, as I say, most people take 2 to 3 milligrams. I would guess a general recommendation would be, as you age, you increase that dose, or as you experience or think you are experiencing certain diseases, or your physician is telling you are developing certain diseases, you may want to up that dose somewhat.
Which leads me to the question: let's say someone was using melatonin in a therapeutic approach,
right?
And they wanted to elevate melatonin levels to, let's say, the levels they were in their 20s and 30s. So, is there any correlation between an oral melatonin dose and the actual rise in plasma levels? So, you know, let's say in your 20s and 30s, you've got 80 picograms per milliliter of melatonin,
right,
and in your 50s and 60s, you've got 8.
Right.
And you want to raise them to 80 again. Do you take 12 milligrams, or is it dependent on per kilogram? How do you ratio that?
Yeah, it depends partially, obviously, on your body weight, clearly, because the amount of blood is determined by your total body weight. But you'd have to take much less than 12 milligrams. Very small amounts of melatonin will get your blood levels up. The question, will that be enough to forestall some of the changes of aging?
Gotcha.
Like I say, a generic recommendation would be 3 milligrams maintenance, and I don't know if that's the correct dose, Carl.
Right, no one really knows at this point in time.
No, at this point, nobody really knows. But if you have or are developing certain age-related diseases and are aging, which we all are, then a gradual rise in the amount of melatonin you take, I do not think is unreasonable, and certainly has very few, if any, side effects.
Okay.
I'll give you a specific example. 700 people die from aspirin toxicity every year,
right,
because of hemorrhage to the stomach.
Right.
No one has ever died from melatonin.
Right, right. What about, and we just have a moment here, is there a synergistic relationship between serotonin and melatonin? So if I was going to use two supplements, melatonin at night and L-tryptophan, would I take the L-tryptophan in the morning?
Surely. L-tryptophan has been heavily criticized. I'm sure you know that.
Right.
A number of years ago, it had a contaminant in it and caused some eosinophilia myalgia. But tryptophan is an essential amino acid. It, interestingly, is the precursor of melatonin. Tryptophan
right.
is converted to serotonin. serotonin is converted to melatonin.
Okay.
So they are all in the same sequence of synthesis.
Right.
And tryptophan is an important, obviously, amino acid. It's an essential amino acid. We don't produce it. So taking L-tryptophan is commonplace.
Okay, and you would take the L-tryptophan in the morning and the melatonin in the evening,
that
correct?
That would be satisfactory.
Okay. We're coming to the end of the show. First, I want to thank you very, very much for taking time out of your day to come on the show and talk about this very, very important subject. And I hope that those of you who are listening will heed this advice. You really need to think about adding melatonin to your supplement regimen. It's very, very valuable. It's a myriad hormone. It has so many benefits, too many to even talk about in this simple show here. Would you agree?
I would. Thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. Get yourself a bottle of melatonin. I want to thank my producer today, Kevin O'Neill, for the special attention on the music. You were listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you next week.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.